Cola 99.9. Good morning. It's Jesse Duran, Melissa, Lauren, and David on the line in San Bernardino. Caller number 9.
All right. Thank you. Let's do it.
Good morning, David. You're today's contestant on Cola Jeopardy. All you have to do is choose who you think will win, Melissa or Jesse. If you pick correctly, you will score a pair of tickets to see Jeff Lynne's ELO coming to Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert on Saturday, August 24th. That's a good summer concert. I bet you're psyched.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's one of my favorite groups there, ELO.
All right, cross your fingers then. Before you pick who will win, David, I'm going to go ahead and give you the category first.
Okay.
Which is going to be Easter season. Easter's coming up this Sunday. David, who do you think will win, Jesse or Melissa? And I believe Jesse was last week's
champion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go with Jesse.
Jesse. All right,
pressure's
Jesse.
Pressure's on.
Yay, totally is.
Come on, Jesse.
David, if Jesse loses, then caller number 10, Lauren from Crestline, will automatically win. Who's on Team Melissa? Jesse and Melissa, remember to answer in the form of a question. First one to three wins. Your name is your buzzer. Again, today's category is Easter season. Let's play Cola Jeopardy.
Let's play it.
First clue. The most popular non-chocolate candy. Melissa.
What is the jelly bean?
That is incorrect.
No way. For Easter?
The most popular non-chocolate candy during Easter that can be in bunny or chick form.
I know this one, Jesse.
Jesse?
What are peeps?
That is correct.
Right.
Next clue. Dutch and German children made these out of their bonnets and caps to collect goodies.
Melissa.
Today,
Jeff.
Melissa.
What is an Easter basket?
That is correct.
I was going to go with that, but I didn't say my name.
All right. It's a tie game right now. Next clue. This holiday surpasses Easter as the largest candy.
Melissa.
Melissa.
What is Valentine's Day?
That is incorrect. Jesse for the still, if you can. Well, this holiday surpasses Easter as the largest candy-consuming holiday.
Oh, I know what it is.
Jesse, what is Halloween?
Yes. That is correct. Jesse has two.
Okay.
Next clue. This snack was originally associated with Easter because of its twist, which were thought to resemble arms crossed in prayer.
Melissa?
Melissa?
What is a pretzel?
That is correct. Tie game again.
Oh, wow.
Yay, I totally guessed on
down
that.
Down to the wire. It's all down
to
this.
Down to the wire. This country created the idea of the Easter bunny.
Jesse.
Jesse.
What is Germany?
That is correct.
Oh,
Jesse for the win.
Oh,
he came back. That means, David, guess what?
I had no idea.
Pair of tickets to go see Jeff Lynne's ELO.
All right, thank you.
The luckiest guess ever.
Congratulations.
Yes, ELO, Jeff Lynne, he is the legend that brought you all those great hits from Electric Light Orchestra. Not only that, producer of the Traveling Wilburys, Tom Petty, George Harrison throughout the 80s, all those great hits. And it even brings George Harrison's son out to perform some of those songs.
Pretty
with
cool.
Him.
That is so cool.
So have a great time at Jeff Lynne's Over and Out Tour and as he kicks it off at Acrisure Arena on August 24th. Thanks so much for listening and playing along with us, David.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. And coming right back, your tips for Legoland. Keep it on Cola.